All right, welcome to today's science experiment here at the Brighteon Studios. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com and the founder of our laboratory, CWC Labs. And today I have with me, well, it's the Museum of Fast Food History. So let's show the camera there. What you're looking at right there, this is McDonald's from the year 2014. So you can see on top there, that's an apple pie and one of their like barbecue burgers, okay? And then in the other ones, you can see there's Chicken McNuggets in the bottom center, and there's French fries on the top right up there. There's a Big Mac in the mix here. Now, none of this has decomposed. None of this molded. None of it got eaten by microbes. And I just want to tell you, I didn't do anything special to preserve these. All I did was I bought them and I put them in these plexiglass containers and I sealed the lids and that's it. I didn't take the oxygen out. I didn't take the humidity out, nothing. I mean, this is all just McDonald's. I put it in these containers 11 years ago. And what we're gonna do here today is we're gonna take a look at this food under our digital microscope that we happen to have set up here because we're doing lots of fun experiments. So let's take a look at some French fries and maybe some Chicken McNuggets. How about that? Let's put them under the microscope and see, has it changed in 11 years or is it still the same? Let me grab some samples here.
Man, this lid is tight. There we go. All right, so here's a French fry. Chicken nugget. Let's get a Big Mac patty. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. The time machine, McDonald's time machine. Chicken nugget from 2014, Big Mac patty from 2014, and a French fry from 2014. I think this is gonna be interesting. So let's start with the Big Mac patty under the microscope from 2014. Time traveling fast food. All right, so we are at 20x zoom right now, and this is what the Big Mac patty looks like. Let me adjust the lighting, see if we can get something. So there we go. Looks pretty much the same as a Big Mac in 2025, doesn't it? And yeah, I mean, all kinds of little meat-like substances in here. So that's what the Big Mac looks like, or at least the patty of the Big Mac, okay? So let's go to the chicken nugget now. And I took the fried part off. There's the fried skin you can see, and then the inner chicken, allegedly. And I don't know about you, but this looks exactly the same as a chicken nugget from 2025. Because we also have Chicken McNuggets over there too, that we just bought for this purpose. And then we're gonna look at a French fry from 2014. And there it is, there we go. There's our French fry, it looks like a French fry. And if we zoom in, you know, we're gonna see various little artifacts of fried potatoes, right? That's what we would expect that to look like. But the weird thing is that nothing has eaten this. It's like, why isn't there any example of this being eaten? You know, let me show a different view here. Where's the mold? Where's the bacteria? Like, normally, if you put so-called food like this out in nature, something's gonna eat it, you know? Or even if you put it in a container, it's gonna mold. You've probably seen that even in your refrigerator, things mold, even when they're refrigerated. This fast food from 2014 is not, it hasn't disintegrated, deteriorated, hasn't been eaten by anything. So let me grab another sample, show you another look here. So here's a fish fillet sandwich from 2014. I mean, it still looks like basically the same thing. It's still a fish fillet sandwich from 2014. Like, why didn't anything eat it? Why didn't bacteria eat it? I'm not going to eat it. I wouldn't eat it back then when it was new. And now here it is, 11 years old, still the same fish fillet sandwich. Something seems wrong with that to me, you know, as a food scientist. It's like, how many preservatives exactly are in this, you know, that literally nothing is eating it, not even the bacteria floating around, nothing is eating it. So I tell you what, fish fillet sandwich, right? Let's stick it under the microscope, see what kind of nastiness we might discover here. All right, here we go. All right, so there's the fish fillet sandwich under the microscope. Pretty much looks like what you would expect. Looks like a fish fillet sandwich. Certainly the, you know, the fried part. You know, here's, I don't know where the fish is, and like this is all just like fried breading and such. Mmm, yummy. Does this look like your favorite lunch right here? McDonald's from 2014? Look, it's a cave. Yeah. Luke Skywalker escaped from that. In The Empire Strikes Back. No. What is this? So, I don't know. You tell me. Is there a fish fillet in here somewhere? Maybe if we break it open? Shall we break it open? Do a little bit of fast food archaeology? Let's do that. Okay, let's break off a corner of this sucker. Oh, there we go. It broke in half. And now we have, there's the fish, like the fish flesh part right there. And I'm getting this all over my hands too. I don't want to do that. So what do you think? Does it look like fish? Maybe? Like dried fish, yeah? It kind of looks like dried fish. There's a pretty good shot right there. Some of the fish. So again, why is nothing eating this? That's my question. Now it is kind of disintegrating now here on the desk. It's not holding together that well. But nothing has eaten it. So let's go back over here. Hot and spicy chicken, Big Mac, the chicken nuggets, barbecue ranch burger. And what is this one? A McDouble. So this is a McDouble that's kind of crumbling. But are there really two patties in there? I mean, again, nothing's going away. It's all still here. Okay, one more to show you folks. McDonald's apple pie from 2014. Okay, the apple pie, it's still here. I mean, it looks the same as a brand new apple pie, doesn't it? For the most part, I mean, maybe there's a little bit of discoloration of it, but it's still the same. Shall we look at this under the microscope? Let's do that. Okay, well, there we go. There's the apple pie crust and some of the filling. There we go. Still looks the same. Still crazy after all these years, right? There we go. The great indestructible apple pie. This thing is more indestructible than passports of the 9/11 bombers, actually, it turns out, or the pilots. Like, this stuff can withstand anything. They should make highway overpasses out of McDonald's apple pies. No, seriously, I'm not suggesting that there's anything in here that's illegal or that violates health codes or anything like that. I'm just saying, doesn't, like, when it's food, isn't it supposed to sort of deteriorate, maybe? Or have mold grow on it? Do you see any mold at all? There's no mold. There's nothing wants to eat this. And definitely not myself either. But there's no mold, there's no bacteria that I can see. Nothing wants to eat this. So why are you eating it? Or why is anybody eating this stuff? What does it do to you if it's practically sort of embalming food in a sense? You know, it's just, it lasts forever. Is it for longevity? I doubt it. Something seems really off to me about this, but what we're going to do here at Brighttown.com is we're going to take a closer look at other fast food companies and some of their products in subsequent sessions using our microscope, because back in 2014, I went out and bought a lot of fast food and put it in containers like this, and I've been keeping it this entire time in order to film this exact segment right here. It's the fast food time traveling museum. And it's worse than I thought. Okay, so thank you for watching today. There's more coming. I'm Mike Adams with Brighttown.com. Food scientists, clean foods, all of that. And if you want clean foods, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, where we actually have clean lab-tested food, superfood, organics, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and so much more, using our multi-million dollar laboratory to conduct the testing, heavy metals testing, glyphosate testing, also bacteria, microbiology testing, aflatoxin testing, and much more. Again, find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. And there's a lot more coming up in terms of looking at, you know, old fast food like it's out of a museum. So thanks for watching today. Take care, everybody. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. We have new products and we have some products back in stock. I want to show you some of this. Show the side view on my desk. Yeah. Right there in the center, we have two new products in the yellow dropper vials. One of them is liposomal vitamin D3 plus K2. And that's a 2 ounce or a 59 milliliter bottle. And that combines the properties of vitamin D3 with K2, which, as you know, work synergistically. Of course, it's a lab-tested formula. It's very pure. You can look at the ingredients. We've got everything listed here. It's on the website, healthrangerstore.com. This formula is known to be supportive of a lot of natural processes in your body for supporting healthy bones and healthy skin and so much more. So check that out. Available now, healthrangerstore.com. A vitamin D3 and K2 combination in a liposomal format. Then we've also got brand new organic dandelion leaf and root liquid extract. And this is really fantastic. It's a combination of glycerin and alcohol for the extraction. And of course, this has all kinds of great benefits for supporting normal, healthy liver function, detoxification support, and the ingredients are incredibly just simple here. Cane sugar, alcohol, distilled water, and organic vegetable glycerin, in addition to the, of course, dandelion leaf and root. So that's what this is made of. It's very potent. It's laboratory tested like everything we sell. And then on top of that, we have many favorite products back in stock right now. For example, here we have the Health Rangers Organic Wheat-Free Macaroni and Cheese with no added salt. And that's what's in the bucket there. I want to show you this on the website. This is extraordinary. People love this product. The formula is amazing. I want to show you the ingredients on this because you almost won't believe how amazing the ingredients are. So it's all organic, but look, the pasta elbows are made from organic quinoa, organic rice, and organic amaranth. And then it has actual organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, and organic whey protein powder. And then, you know, onion and pepper, a couple other things. But it's not artificial. This isn't made with maltodextrin and fake cream flavors or any nonsense or artificial colors. Nothing like that. The only thing that this recipe is lacking is salt. We made it really low salt. We did not add any salt to the formula, so you'll want to salt it to taste. But it's incredibly delicious, and it's made with real food ingredients. And then check this out, our Mag Plus Brain Boost Nootropic Mag Team Plus Bacopa for cognitive performance. This is a favorite among many of our audience members who are up there in the years and they're looking for that extra brain boost for 6 to 8 hours of enhanced cognitive function, or I should say good cognitive support for normal cognitive function. This product really helps people in so many ways. Of course, it's laboratory tested. You can see the ingredients and the label right here on the website. Laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate tested. We do all of that. We test for E. coli, salmonella, all of it, to make sure that you get the cleanest foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements that are available today. So check out healthrangerstore.com. We've got all these products back in stock and then some of these new products as well. Go to the homepage at the website and you'll see what we have available. You'll see what we have on sale right now. And here's a seed kit, the backyard seed kit. We've got various categories. We've got loyalty points that automatically kick in when you purchase products and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. And our mission is to help heal the world with clean food. So that's why we do all the testing and have all the laboratory. In fact, here's my microscope right here that we're doing demos with. And we're looking at some crazy stuff that fell out of the sky. Very interesting. Not food. But we're all about making sure that you have ultra clean food. So thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com.